first question was, what inspired me to explore the ideal of creating a nonprofit or public service organization while incarcerated? Well, I was actually inspired by the lack of more healthy, reliable platforms that address the so many toxicity and issues that are present in my community today. As you know, gun violence is at an all-time high. Gang, that culture has just expanded to the point where it's just relentless. It's more of a trend now. And we don't have a lot of platforms that are taking those issues head on. We don't have individuals that are ready to get in the quote-unquote mud. And being incarcerated, I feel like I've already been in the mud out there. I've been a part of that culture. I've been a part of that lifestyle. So coming to prison, understanding where I went wrong and what led me to that lifestyle inspired me to come in here, better educate myself, work on myself, address the issues that I had. So now I'm better equipped to go out there and take on these responsibilities and issues head on. Because a lot of individuals, they're getting in the nonprofit game because they hear about the grant money that you get. They're not getting in the nonprofit business because they wake up inspired by it. They have empathy for it. They have a compassion to do this. They're getting in it for the money. They hear about how much you can get, and that motivates them to get involved. But they're not all the way involved. They're not actually putting their feet to the streets. They're not actually taking the time to get to understand the youth and understand the culture. And that's what really inspired me to create my nonprofit, which is called A Kid's Blueprint to Success. My unique perspective from being incarcerated can contribute due to my experience, my resources, and my ability to be innovative and create and inspire others. I've walked the walk on both sides of the gate, like I said. However, I'm school book smart, educated, and I'm also proficient in self-help. Everything from relapse prevention, anger management, denial management, gang awareness, conflict resolution, victim awareness, domestic violence, parenting, you name it. I've taken that group, I've facilitated that group, and I've trained other facilitators. So I believe that being incarcerated, getting this knowledge, applying this knowledge, I feel like my contribution to the nonprofit sector to address these social issues would be more effective than a person who just per se read a book but didn't have the experience. Had the experience but didn't get the proper training to understand source material to take to the community. I feel like I have both of those, and they go hand in hand. And that's what makes me better qualified as a unique person to come home and do that. I want to get into the topic of making amends and how I envision this conference helping me with that process. Today, I'm a living amend. To me, making amends is an action that never ends. I took a human's life, my own race, my own community. So I feel like being involved in a platform of this magnitude that's geared at addressing serious issues, this is an act of giving back, showing remorse, and making amends. Anything that addresses the social, economic issues in a community that I can involve myself with, I'm going to do, because my victim is not here to do that today. I am. So how dare I live life on earth after taking a human life and not do something positive and pro-social to give back, to prevent somebody else from making the same mistake, to prevent another life from being taken. So this is the only way that I can make amends. Through my children books that I write and my literacy, that's how I make amends. That's how I give back. Through my music, through managing my young artists, that's how I make amends. By never doing the same thing that led me in prison, that's how I make amends. By removing those unhealthy, dysfunctional, irrational beliefs that I had, that's how I make amends. I feel like it would be a slap in the face to not only my victim, but the victim's family and community, for me to sit on my ass in here and not put forth the effort to address those issues that brought me to prison. So I'm a living amend. And I feel like this platform and this conference is helping me with that process by answering these questions, because these questions should trigger individual to dig deeper. These aren't questions that give surface answers to. These are questions that have to be personal. Your answers have to be personal. And that's how I look at everything that I'm doing. My name is Philip White. You can contact me at AM8755. That's my booking number on the Getting Out GTL app. I'm the founder of A Kid's Blueprint to Success. I'm the author of What the Heck is Fentanyl? Mommy, I Thought You Said Black is Beautiful. When I Grow Up, I Want to Be a Fireman. Concrete Walls and Steel Bars, the new Willie Lynch. Certified Thriller, Part 1 and Part 2. As well as Mommy Said It's Okay to Love. I look forward to hearing from individuals in the community. I'm available for mentoring. I'm a life coach, certified. If anybody needs help in those areas, count me in. I volunteer myself to give back at any expense. Thank you.